We turn to the second of the Psalms which we read, Psalm 67, and we shall read again the opening two verses of the Psalm. Psalm 67, verses 1 and 2. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Amen. Now it is natural for us to have a burden for the cause of the Lord in our own land, and especially when we know how favored we have been as a nation, and what we have become is a rebuke to us. We have been lax, we have been indifferent. I'm speaking here of the Lord's people, while all around us, and yes, perhaps within us, there has been a drifting away from God. And the world has come in, and the cause of Christ has so diminished in our land that there are few, it seems, who call upon the name of the Lord and who seek the glory of the Redeemer. We have a burden for our own land, but we must also have a burden for the work of the Lord throughout the world. And that is a privilege, to be concerned in any way with this great work, God's eternal purpose being fulfilled. Everywhere you look in the scripture, and especially in the book of Psalms, you see that God's purpose ultimately is that the blessing of salvation, would reach to the ends of the earth. And his church will in the end be made up by representatives out of every land. All peoples shall be represented in the church of Jesus Christ. And we know that we have that petition in the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come. And in that petition, this is our concern, that the kingdom of Satan will be destroyed and the kingdom of grace advanced, ourselves and others brought into it and kept in it. Well, in this psalm, this brief psalm, we're learning about God's saving health, his salvation for the nations. And what we have in our text may be taken as the words of the godly among the Jews in the time of the Old Testament, or it may be taken as the words of the godly in the church throughout time, even in the present time. Here are the godly, and their burden is for the glory of God and for the honor of Jesus Christ. And so they make their plea for themselves and for the nations. For themselves, that the Lord would have dealings with them and stir them up and cause them to have a greater heart for the nations. And then they pray that those nations which had yet to receive the gospel, those nations where there are few witnesses for Christ yet, will know in greater measure God's blessing of salvation. God's saving health. We shall consider just two things as the Lord helps us. Firstly, the request, and secondly, the reason. Firstly, then, the request in our text. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Perhaps these words remind you of another portion of Scripture in the book of Numbers and in chapter 6. There we have what is called the Aaronic blessing at the end of the chapter. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Well, are we not aware in our own day that we need the Lord's blessing ourselves? We are his. We enjoy salvation. We have the forgiveness of sins. But our love for the Lord is not what it ought to be. It has waned. And our love for the cause has grown cold. We're too occupied, perhaps, with the things of this life, our personal interests, our families. These things are well and good. But to look beyond that, to look to the horizons and to remember that the Lord is working throughout the world. And the Lord is gathering his people in every nation, often against much opposition and often at great cost for those who bring the gospel to them. And those who receive that gospel. For all the evils that are abroad in our land today, we still have a great measure of liberty. We can gather like this and worship God as he requires of us. And no one hinders us. Perhaps things will change. We hope and we pray not. But while we have the opportunity, even to be here at a prayer meeting, well, we should be using the time to remember the Lord's cause and to have a greater love for that cause. We need his reviving. It is as straightforward as that. And to know that is half of the solution. Because then we know what we need to do. And we need to do what the godly are doing in these words. They are praying. They are pleading with God that he would indeed revive them and those around them, all who have the name of Israel. And we will be praying for ourselves and for others who name the name of Jesus Christ. And we can divide the request that is being made here into three things. Three things which are sought after from God. And the first is pardon. God be merciful unto us. Now we've said that we enjoy the forgiveness of sins. We do. But we still have a duty to confess and forsake our sins day and daily. Repentance is not just at the beginning of the Christian life. It must accompany us all the way to glory. God be merciful unto us. Forgive our lukewarmness and prevent us from becoming more hardened, indifferent, careless regarding the most important things. Mercy is where we begin, and mercy is where we end. The whole life of each and every Christian is one of mercy, divine mercy. What a wonderful truth that is, that the Lord is merciful, very merciful. When we think of our sins, when we think of how poor we are in every grace, how little fruit we are bearing, how little we do for the Lord, we do rejoice in our merciful God, that he does indeed pardon us. And to be pardoned and cleansed from our sin, to be renewed within, and to have restored to our hearts a love for the Lord's cause, a desire for it to go forward, and for the church to be built up. One soul is precious. But there are multitudes of individuals in our own land and the other lands on this earth who are without Christ, without hope, without God in the world, and perishing in their sin. And who is telling them the way of salvation? And we might say, well, most people have heard, most people in our own country, they know of the Bible, they know of Jesus Christ. Well, there may be fewer than we imagine. The declension has been so great that there are many who grow up in our nation today and they do not know even the first things of the Christian faith. They've never opened a Bible. They've never been taught God's truth. And if we have a love for the Lord's cause, well then, whenever we have opportunity, and we should be seeking opportunity, we will want to be the means of bringing gospel help to those who are indeed lost in their sin and their unbelief and on the broad way to destruction. So we need God's pardon. We also seek his peace. God be merciful unto us and bless us with that sense of being right with him, that we are walking with him and enjoying his presence, his favor, assured of our pardon and assured of our salvation, or then we enjoy peace in our hearts. That is a blessing because when we have a confidence regarding our own salvation, we have a sort of liberty that we do not have otherwise. A liberty to devote ourselves to the Lord and to his servants. We know that the great issue has been settled between us and God. We're not working, striving, as so many do, in a deluded way, to win God's favor. We know that God loves us freely, and God has pardoned us freely. Well, now then, to use our time and our talents to the very best end. And that surely is his cause in the world. The work of the gospel. How many churches in our land preach the gospel of free and sovereign grace? The gospel. Again, it might not be as many as we may imagine. No doubt we are still more favored than other lands. But again, the declension has been severe. And once sound churches no longer have the gospel, no longer have perhaps a prayer meeting, and it's more of a social gathering. All that is done is to please man. Well, we are not for that. And may the Lord ever keep us from that. Christ-centered, gospel-centered, the church must be like that. What of our own interest in the promotion of the gospel? Well, certainly we have material resources, we make our givings, and in that way we support the gospel, the ministry of the gospel. But we can do it in other ways. We can pass on literature. We can have copies of the scriptures and pray that the Lord might enable us to pass them on, to make a gift of them. And really, perhaps, is a Bible, even in our day, declined? If it's given in a loving spirit, if it's given with a real concern, if prayer is promised to the one who is to receive it, we will generally find that that Bible will be taken. Well, only the Lord can make the individual take it up and read it. And we leave that to the Lord. But we pray that he would enable us to make use of the open door, to have an entry into the life, the situation of others, and give them the very best thing that we can give them, God's inspired, infallible, and inerrant word. Then the request is also for prosperity. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. It is a beautiful picture. The radiant face, as it were, of the Most High, his countenance turned toward us. And His love to us evident, and we enjoying His gracious favour. And if we are right with God, and if we do confess our sin, and if we do know His forgiveness, and if we are cleansed and renewed, oh then, this will indeed be our plea, that the Lord would make good use of us when we have spiritual prosperity, when we know the blessings of the gospel, when we have something of God's presence and fellowship with Him, tasting and seeing that He is good. Well then, that will be communicated to others. Others will see it. They will see the joy of the true Christian, follower of Christ, child of God. They will see God's grace in the life of the believer, and they may desire, even as we pray, to know that for themselves. The request, and then the reason in verse 2. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. So there is a link here. Why is the request made? To this end, that God's way may be known upon earth, even far and wide. We pray to God that He would bless us, that we may then be a blessing to others. It may be in our own household. How often it has been the case that you have a married couple, they're unconverted, and one comes under the influence of the gospel, takes an interest in the scriptures, thinking about their life, seeking the Lord, and converted, and they bear witness to their unconverted spouse. And it may be over months and even over years, the prayer is going up, the Lord's blessing is sought, that one will be a blessing to the other, and God in His time brings the loved one also to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Maybe in the wider family, you have children, you have wider relations, and you seek to bear witness to them. And whenever you are in their company, you drop a word, you make a remark, you say something which has to do with the Lord and the Lord's importance in your life, and the need that others have of the Lord. You show some act of kindness, generosity, self-sacrifice, after the example of Christ, and pray that the Lord will make use of that as a testimony concerning Jesus Christ, who has so changed your life that you now live for Him and for His cause. Why does the Lord leave His people in this world? You or me? Not that we should be cumberers of the ground merely, but that we should serve Him. missions are not confined to those who may be formally sent out to preach the gospel elsewhere. The whole church and people of God are involved in the missionary endeavor of the church. In particular, in prayer. There is no blessing that reaches others unless the Lord's people humble themselves and pray, and the Lord then sends forth the light of the gospel. Salt and light. Jesus said that that's what his people are. It's not what they have to become. It is what they are by virtue of grace. And the more grace we have, the more salty and bright we may be as Christians. The more influential we may be as Christians for God's glory and the blessing of others. God's people remain in this world for the good of the world. That's a lesson we have in Scripture. When there are righteous present in a place, well, the Lord will not bring down his judgment, his overwhelming judgment, upon that community, that nation. If they are removed, well, then he may. And the righteous are to seek the good of those around them, even those who may oppose them and persecute them. We do not desire the destruction of any. We pray for the salvation of all. And we pray that the gospel would go to the very ends of the earth. That is in our text. That thy way may be known upon earth, the whole earth, thy saving health among all nations. If you have been blessed by the Lord, it is something you feel a burden to share. There's not really any such thing as a private Christian. We have our private lives, but we are to be in public. We are left in the world, in the midst of it, but no longer of it. And we are there to make Jesus Christ known. There is official preaching from the pulpits of the church, but there is that making known the gospel on the part of every Christian. The way that we read of in verse 2 is surely the way of salvation. Nothing more important in this world than that sinners hear of that way, learn of it, and indeed come to follow it. Coming to Christ and obtaining God's mercy, his pardon for their sins. It is a day of small things. But the Bible says, despise not the day of small things. Do not give up. Do not cease to bear witness. Persevere. The issues are with God. He will bless in his time, his way. And he is blessing his gospel in the world. It's a great privilege for us as a very small branch of Christ Church to have an involvement in missions in various countries, continents. And we should be praying more than we do for God's blessing upon these works. Great encouragement for us to read of the work of missions in the world and of the circulation of the scriptures. Wonderful accounts of people in other lands so hungry for the word of God that there are not enough Bibles to go round. Oh, that the Lord would bring to us a day when the same would be true in our land, and that there would be hundreds and thousands flocking to the place of worship, eager for the gospel, and the Lord's people boldly and freely making Christ known. Prayer is required, and persevering prayer. The devil will always be saying to us, there's no point, you're achieving nothing, it's falling on deaf ears, you might as well give up. Well, there is a lie. He's the father of lies. We go by God's word. Preach the word. Pray without ceasing. And the Lord will indeed bring about the day when the cause will prosper in a way that it has never done previously. And he will bring in Jew and Gentile to the church. And the glory of the Lord will be seen worldwide. And Jesus Christ will be exalted among the nations. We are blessed to have a part in it. And may the Lord bless us as we seek to serve him. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, we pray that the people may indeed praise thee, people in every land, because they're hearing good news, and because that good news is being received into their hearts through the work of thy Spirit, even in answer to the prayers of thy people. Keep us then pleading before thy throne, and doing so with confidence that thou wilt get glory to thy name by causing that gospel to triumph in the earth. Hear us and forgive our sin. For Jesus' sake. Amen.